This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
And welcome back, everyone. Hour number two of USA Prepares. This is Rich Sheeman, live from Montana, formerly from the United States of America. I think, is that what we used to be called? Because now we are the divided groups of scams, corruption, fraud, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness. Have I proved that? Have we proved that? Pretty much every day, every time we're on the air. So that being said, and it's, believe me, it makes me very sad to say these things, but we have to say it like it is. We have to tell the truth. So I'm going to continue because I have so much information. In other words, facts, evidence, proof. The title of this article and post is, this is what happens when you put DEI into practice. And of course, DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. But folks, it doesn't matter if it's critical race theory. It doesn't matter if it's affirmative action. It doesn't matter if it's quotas. The great reset has been planned for like 100 years. That's why their definition of wokeness, the powers that be, is to put people in charge who have the least qualifications to collapse the system. It's all, if you read their books, their white papers, their let's just use the term literature. If you read their literature and listen to their speeches, they want to get rid of the family, get rid of individualism. It's all about the group. Think about how much sense it makes. Not just the fact that they've said it, that they practice it. All this get white strategy is so the aristocracy can consolidate power, money, and control. So anyway, going back to this post, it's I'm looking at an ex-Twitter post. Eric Adams on giving prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants. He says, quote, it's a smart way to bring down the cost. People, we can't get any stupider than this. The more money that's printed, that gets put into circulation, creates more inflation. In other words, higher prices. In other words, when people want to better their lives and get some equity in their life, they can't do it. Remember how I talked about Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue because of rental prices establishing equity? Well, I know, and you know what? They're business people. This is what they're doing now. They are literally buying land, even here in Montana. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just telling you what's happening. And so if you're in the bottom 93% of income earners, you're not going to make it. Because what the powers that be are doing, they're putting manufactured homes on small pieces of land. And it's not wrong. It's not illegal. But they're not selling the land to the people. It's like a trailer park. You buy the manufactured home at the owner's price, not the retail price, and then you rent the land from that person. And this is, these type of strategies are making it very difficult for the little guy to get by. Again, it's not illegal, but this is what's happening. So this is why thinking outside the box and getting Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue together and creating a business model, selling it a few years down the road, cross-training, honing skills, avoiding building codes under the lender's, it really is slavery. You got to do it your way, and you got to think outside the box, or else when you look at Bezos and Gates and China and how much land that they've bought and they're taking out of use on purpose, there's less and less land for the people to buy. And these behaviors, quoting from Eric Adams, the New York mayor, it's going to make it more and more expensive for everybody. I got to move on. Biden secretly dumped 320,000 inadmissible illegal immigrants into the U.S. So basically, there's been a new investigation showing that puppet Joe Biden has secretly flown hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from Latin American airports to 43 U.S. cities. People, this is called an invasion. I haven't even gotten to the illegal immigrant category yet. This is an invasion. I don't know how much proof you need. Google apologizes for a historical and inaccurate Gemini AI images, but does nothing to correct its racist anti-white programming. People, this is all done on purpose. This is part of the brainwashing. Washington Post reporter slammed for article that blames retail theft on capitalism and says that America is built on stolen land. Okay, how many times have you heard me give a solution for this, people? Let's create legislation called laws of excess. Nobody should have a net worth beyond $2, $3, $4, $5 million. But let's start with Rob Reiner, Liz Cheney, Schwab, Soros, Gates, Bezos, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Pelosi, Kerry, Cuomo's, all the people born on third base. Oh, they don't want to practice what they preach. You see how that works, folks? It has nothing to do with white or anti-white. It has everything to do with the aristocracy using useful idiots and creating wealth inequality because too many people think your group hyphen and pronoun is more important than being an American, while these same people are calling you idiots, wanting to delegitimize work, which they're doing a really good job because they're making certain people feel entitled to play the victim group status card so you can get universal basic income, which is beer money. The Great Reset is real, folks. It's been out there for a long time, and you got to be aware of it. And that's why they put people, you're getting jobs based on your gender, the gender you identify as, your skin pigmentation shade, your sexual orientation. You know, I get so many requests, people, for my high jumper analogy. I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to do something similar. I'm going to basically paraphrase something out of my book. It's in chapter 4. I'm not telling you to buy the book because I don't know what you're going to get today. You can get a book on Tupperware versus Saran Wrap, for crying out loud. My book has been so censored. My book has come back to me where the table of contents, gone. First chapter, gone. Introductory chapter, gone. Second chapter, gone. Third chapter, gone. I've literally had paragraphs and sentences and words either deleted or switched around. Orwell and Twilight Zone doesn't cover the censorship that's going on today. So anyway, I'm going to give an analogy that's a little different. That's from my book. Now, my book is quite old, but I saw all this stuff happening many, many years ago. So here's a hypothetical situation. It's an analogy. It's an NFL analogy, but because I used to be a big NFL fan before they started kneeling. So how it goes is that one team is from Montana, and I called them the Montana Average Joes. They have average or maybe a little above skills, but they work well together because they try hard and practice long hours. What does that mean, folks? Hard work, effort, proven results, you get it? Let's say they're all middle-class, white male, heterosexuals with a Christian name. You think I nailed that? The powers that be telegraphed all this, folks, and I've experienced it personally, and I've given personal experiences. So let's say they never got a job, a college education, a house, or a down payment for a home from their daddy or their government. Let's say they all had to earn what little they had. What do I mean by daddy or government? Protectionist group status, because they come from nepotism connections, from the implication of a wealthy daddy, or their government, so they get it. They get their position based on their victim group status. You see how that works? So now let's call their opponents, the opponents of the Montana Average Joes, let's call them the San Francisco Excuses, just for the fun of it. Let's say the team was made up of people from different backgrounds and they all qualify for victim group status. In other words, they have certain skin pigmentations, sexual orientations, or are female. Now let's say they got together with the referees before the game and they said they were given protectionist status by our government. Some called their attorneys and sued more often than the Montana Average Joes. Some just sued when other players from around the league told a joke, meaning they were offended. Get it? Some sued because the Average Joes got an earlier promotion or a higher paycheck, even though the Average Joes were more qualified and produced better results. You think this was nailed? I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. This is obvious. So I could throw in thousands of examples, but you get the point. The football game then begins. All of a sudden, kickoffs are canceled. The refs say the San Francisco Excuses gain immediate advantage because of their coveted status. The Excuses, as per the refs, only have to run 50 yards for a touchdown, while the Montana Average Joes have to still run 100 yards for a touchdown. The game continues, and despite their handicap, the Average Joes lose by only 3 points. So here are the questions after this. Do you respect the San Francisco Excuses for the win? No, of course. Do you think this creates synergy with the fans, players, and owners? No. Do you think this makes our country better and stronger regarding work ethic and results? No. Do you think over time the people will continue to respect the game, players, rules, and refs? No. Do you think that any individual who plays by special rules, laws, and accountability because of being victim group status will be respected? Of course not. Do you think the NFL would prosper or even survive like it has for the past decades if we had a different set of rules, laws, and accountability for different groups? Hell no. Folks, this is a designed, planned collapse with their own definition of wokeness. And that's why you hear woke more than work. You see how that works, people? We used to have civil rights policies designed to ensure that Americans should be judged by a basis of individual merit. Now it's done by dividing people by race and gender. Civil rights are inherently individual rights defined as a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The rights are supposed to be held equally under the law. No more. Amendments to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, guarantee that no state shall make or enforce any law that shall abridge the privileges and immunity of the
citizens. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance. insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, folks, I don't know how I'm going to get through all this. I have so much, but I'm going to just put an exclamation point on what I was saying before the last break. But when groups of people are giving special privilege, whether it be corporate structure, government entitlement, it doesn't matter, life, liberty, property, due process, restitution, anything under the rule of law, any dream, any goal, like Klaus Schwab says, it's gone. We have to understand that it's being erased for all of us eventually. Okay? So what I'm going to do, I got to go, oh, man. Okay. I'm going to try and shortcut things a little bit. Basically, this is an article about how the powers that they're not just weaponizing the federal government, the state government, they're weaponizing the intelligence agencies. Everything is being weaponized against the people. And here's an article about Obama's CIA has asked foreign intelligence to spy on the Trump campaign. Remember, this was all a conspiracy theory. Well, it's all true. You know, Biden used the Five Eyes, which I talked about before, which is the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, to basically use foreign intelligence services against Trump. I mean, you can't, if you or I did this, we'd be in jail for treason for the rest of our lives. And by the way, and I'm speeding things up here, folks, Whoopi Goldberg, tells Joe Biden he should basically throw every Republican in jail. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg, you betcha. Texas, federal judge bans cops from arresting illegal immigrants. This is going back and forth. I don't know where things actually stand. I talked about that briefly earlier in the program. Next, transgender Space Force colonel says pronouns and emails will help win wars. I know, I try not to say it, but folks, you can't make this stuff up. You just really, you know, when it gets this stupid, and I've given thousands of examples over the years where your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, when that comes before being an American, you're played, not just being played, but every qualification, everything about your job, every expectation, every standard goes down when this crap comes up. But see, when you want something to collapse, that's what you do. You use group identity politics. And so you're submissive, you break your will, and they call you every name in the book. You know, you've heard me say it, right? Controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, hate, conspiracy, white supremacist, domestic terrorist, and quite a few more. Here is a very interesting, and this isn't really anything new, but funeral home director, it was on InfoWars, exposes a secret COVID holocaust. And I recommend everybody listening to this. It's basically talks about the blood clots and how even hospitals are getting the bodies to get rid of the blood clots before it goes to the mortician. Everything is a cover-up. Almost everything, a cover-up and sometimes a setup against the people who are telling the truth. When you hear terms like officials investigating, it's odds are it's going to be a cover-up or a setup to the people who told the truth. Here's another quote from Peter Schweitzer about Peter Schiff on his new book, Blood Money, while the powerful turn a blind eye while China kills Americans. Well, that's what this is all part of it. It's part of depopulation. It's part of putting China in charge and taking everything that we have. So Blood Money quote is here from Peter Schweitzer. Meet Adam Schiff, who looks away from the deadly fentanyl crisis in his backyard while taking donations from money laundering operations tied to the drug trade. You heard that correct. Look, if I had it, I could talk about each one of these articles for an hour. Trump endorses Mark Robinson for North Carolina governor and compares him to Martin Luther King. I totally agree. Mark Robinson is a stud. He's an American. He's a patriot. He says it like it is. Mark Robinson, I wish you the best of luck. I'm sure they're going to try to rig the election against you. American farmers face crisis as globalist policies and inflation take toll. Absolutely. It's a war on food, fertilizer.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA USA News Update. There's another name emerging to eventually replace Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as the GOP's leading lawmaker on the Senate side. Senator John Thune is reportedly lining up a run for the post after McConnell steps down in November. Thune's facing at least one other Republican, Texas Senator John Cornyn, who announced his bid last week. NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement.
He made the emotional announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
In Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL Draft and played 13 seasons with the team.
USA's John Schaefer. Women's college basketball phenom Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes has now topped legend Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, folks, I'm trying. I'm out of breath. I can't get to 80% of what I prepared for. I apologize for that, but I'm just going to keep ripping out information because we are in an information war. And I've already decided to shortcut a bunch of stuff because I want to get into some illegal immigrant news. New York sea level RISE study uses implausible, what they call SSP5-8.5 climate scenario, deemed unreliable and deceptive. Basically, what this post says is garbage and the public is being defrauded. You cannot get... Look, almost everything is fake news today, folks. Everything. Do you remember the P dossier? Do you remember Hillary's server? You know, it turned out it wasn't a witch hunt. It was a Trump hunt. Remember at the Davos meeting, they say Trump was booed. Trump's crowd size at rallies were way less. Illegal voting and dead voting was fake. I mean, everything. Hillary was going to win because of the polls. Trump hates Haitians, even though he funded a lot of Rand Paul trips for medical help to Haiti, and the Clintons stole billions of dollars from Haiti. How about free health care, pick your doctor? How about safe and effective? How about Hillary and Brian Williams getting shot while they were in helicopters? How about Trump being a racist? Jesse Jackson gave him an award for helping minorities. How about Trump, the fact that he had the lowest ever black unemployment and Obama doubled black unemployment? Margaret Singer planned parenthood to keep black population controlled. Over and over. Look, everything is fake news, people. Everything. You got to look at the sponsors, the donations, follow the money. I say this all the time. Oh, gosh. Okay, next. Quote, until we take away their power, they will continue to do this. MSNBC literally is calling on Democrats to strip the power of the Supreme Court. Forget about rule of law. Rule of law is gone. We are a lawless society. When I say we're the divided groups of scams, corruption, fraud, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness, I mean it. Because I give examples. We all give examples in the alternative media. Next, Pennsylvania's case seeks to deem all food not made by the government to be illegal. You really want to follow these people? You really want to vote for Democrats and Rhino Republicans? So if it's not made by the government or at least in a government-approved facility so they can centralize food to control you, if they want to make it illegal, these are all beta test, folks, whether it be in different countries or in states. Here's another great example. Now in Washington, there's a Senate bill, 5427, and it's going to allow private individuals, and you don't have to be an American citizen. I'm not kidding you. If you are willing to tattletale on your neighbor, you could receive up to $2,000 of taxpayer money for this non-criminal incident. The bill was clear. It's a non-crime. Well, and they're going to forward that information to local law enforcement to investigate. So if there's no crime, how do you investigate? People, how many times have I given examples of consumer confidence being gone? Constitutional law, loyalty, gone. And the people who are getting ahead are the snitches, the tattletales, the ass-kissers, the yes-men, the posturers, the gossips, the censors, the virtual signaling followers, the traitors, the gimmickry, people who follow corruption, manipulation, practicing hypocrites, double standards, people who scream racist, bigots, sexist, misogynist, the people who sell out, promoting the narrative by the elite of the weak, so they can sacrifice truth and the rule of law and be proponents of election interference, vaccines, and the military-industrial complex for more wars. These are the people who are getting ahead. In other words, traitors, sellouts. Washington is literally rewarding people to be one of these tattletale ass-kisser gossips. You can't even make this stuff up. Here's a very lengthy, I'm just going to give a few bullet points from DARPA. They're creating foods now from microbes. They're starting it out on the battlefield, but they want everybody to be part of this. It's going to be turning military waste, including plastics, into food. Like you haven't had enough from hearing about eating crickets and bugs and the mRNA spike protein nanotechnology wasn't enough for you. this is why they're creating more of these Frankenfoods, these GMO fields, and they got patents on this, people. You got to be aware of what's happening. Man, we could talk about each one of these for 2 hours. Hunter Biden finally admits Joe Biden is the big guy. Do you know how many times the mainstream media has literally said we were conspiracy theorists? And Google, basically, their stock's going down. In 2022, 61% of their articles of Google News was from liberal outfits. In 2023, just 6% of articles of sources came from the right. In other words, was based on facts. So what I'm going to do here, folks, let me just give this one last. New Orleans magician says Democrat operative paid him for a fake robocall using Biden's voice. Look, it doesn't have to be just Biden. Everything is fake. AI is all over the place, people, and you cannot tell, I promise you. What I'm going to do now, I got a few minutes left. I'm going to tell everybody thank you for being on board today. I'm going to give you more facts, evidence, and proof about how dangerous illegal immigration is. Here's a post from Michael Yon, a great American patriot. The Hilton name, Hilton, like you've heard hotels, they are a proud invasion sponsor. Their name is inside the camps, the people. There's camps, UN illegal invasion camps, south of the border. Are you hearing this? Democrat mayor of Athens basically is saying that Trump is responsible for illegal alien murders. When Biden could, with an executive order, close the border, and Trump did do that, and it was way safer. This is the lies and gaslighting. This is how stupid these people think you are. Ben Berkwam reports from the Darien Gap that the U.S. is funding processing centers in South America and flying illegals into America before they reach the border. Are you hearing this, people? I don't give my personal opinion. I give published information in the public domain. Okay, here we go. I'm going to rip it out. We've got just a few minutes left. Venezuelan illegal rapes 14-year-old girl in Virginia. They're not just normalizing rape and murder. They're rewarding it. Next, Salvadorian illegal alien in Maryland murders 2-year-old boy. Next, DOJ ordered his deportation, but Maryland Democrats refused to comply. Those people should be arrested for aiding and abetting murder. People aren't doing their job because they've sold out. They were psychologically profiled to sell you out. This is why we need to bring back our troops. We have hundreds of bases all over the world. We need them here right now. This is why I'm reading articles on special forces being deployed outside the country, because they're getting ready for an invasion. This isn't me saying this. This is the article saying this, the interview saying this. Next, Massachusetts court releases a legal alien who sexually assaulted a young girl. Looks like rape is in, folks. Rape is going to be normalized and approved and probably legalized. Well, they're trying to legalize pedophilia and normalize that. Been doing that for years. I guess you gotta, it all goes together, right? Next, Biden posted 27 times about George Floyd, and Joe hasn't posted once about Lake and Riley. And Lake and Riley, folks, is just one of many, 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 many females who have been raped or murdered or some heinous crime. Next, Chuck Schumer says we have to fund Ukraine first and then the border may come later. Folks, they aren't even hiding this anymore. Next, California Democrats introduce bill to force insurance companies to disclose which homeowners have guns. You really don't think that they're trying to disarm them while we have given articles about China turning handguns into, like, machine guns for the people that are already here? Michael Moore says, Hamas committed no crime. White Christians are Israel's real enemy. People, they literally telegraph what they're going to, who they're going to blame everything on. This is why they're going after the beef industry. Letitia James is doing that right now. Farmers, small and medium-sized medical businesses. These people are trying to centralize everything. All food, especially. So only the bigs survive. What's the definition of that? What's the decoded message of that? Slavery. Democide. This is not any different than back in the medieval days when they surrounded a castle for a month or two and they couldn't, and the people inside couldn't get food. So they either had to surrender or they were too weak to fight and they got destroyed very quickly. This is what's going on. Under the disguise of wokeness or climate change, it's all BS. Look, the people who fund these violent protesters, they need to arrest them. Where's our FBI? Where's our DOJ? Where's our CIA? Is everybody in our institutions and organizations bought and paid for? Lawyers, judges, courts, everything's dysfunctional. We're now the land of murder and rape and genocide. And eugenics, and a loss of rights. Next, California seized enough fentanyl last year to kill everyone in the world nearly twice over. People, who brings in the fentanyl? What country does it originate in? Yes, the Mexican cartels have a big play in this. But it's coming from China. China. I'm telling you, you're all going to be in for a big surprise. You better prepare yourself. And after this break, I am just going to rip out as many articles as I can. And I might get to 30% of what...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Merrick Garland has made an announcement that voter ID is racist. You can't even make this stuff up. I mean, it just shows how stupid they think you are. So basically, he's going to sue any state that limits mail-in ballots. No proof. A ballot is not a vote. We, as we saw in 2020, they were showing up in back doors and trucks, closing the whole voting situation until all these ballots came in. Think about what they said was racist over the years. Bulletproof glass, trees on a golf course, yoga, Disney movies. Milk. Remember milk was racist? And science. They said because black magic can't be explained by students in South Africa. Math, gardening, camouflage, Lucky Charms cereal. Expecting people to show up on time. Saying you're not a racist. I mean, America is now an excuse country with no standards, no qualifications, no rule of law, no nothing. In other words, we're the divided groups of scams, corruption, fraud, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness. Next article. Guatemalan fugitive ordered deported after entering the U.S. as unaccompanied minor arrested for rape. Do you know how many of these illegal immigrants have come in as minors? People, 95% of the people who are coming in here are military-age men. We've given the articles on why they're here. If you think you're going to have a normal life, forget about it. Next, Maine residents are furious over a $13 million tax bill for what they call the Taj Mahal, where illegal immigrants are getting 2 years of free rent. Hey, for those of you who are listening who can't afford a house, can't afford your mortgage, your rent's going up 76% like I offered that article, remember, just an hour ago, right? I'm not even making it up. And illegal immigrants are getting free rent. They're getting interest-free loans. They're getting from $1,000 to $10,000 a month. All articles in the public domain. Next, CCP orders destruction of all COVID data nationwide. It's called covering up, people. It's a cover-up for the crimes. We've talked about this. I talked about it just in the early part of the broadcast. Next, Congressman Troy Nels says Venezuela has emptied their jails into America. Well, I just read an article where Haiti had a huge jailbreak. Are those people coming here? Well, President Trump, many different articles have said this. Not just criminals, but insane asylum, a lot of people. Next, Venezuelan. There's a video. I've seen it. They're bragging on video about ripping off U.S. taxpayers. I don't know what it's going to take to get everybody into action mode, because I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, you can only be punched in the face so many times. Next, the Democrats are rebranding illegal immigrants as newcomers. You can't even make this stuff up. Bernie Sanders says Biden should take executive action on the border, but then blames the invasion on climate change. This is how stupid they think you are. They can't even think themselves. They just have narratives and talking points, and they just throw this stuff against the wall like a piece of macaroni and hope it sticks. Next. It's from Elon Musk. He wonders, I got a couple here from Elon. Excuse me. My voice is going. Elon Musk wonders why NATO continues to exist after 1991. I'll tell you why NATO continues to exist. Because the Great Reset has been planned for generations. And the Great Reset is part of getting a world war if the people wake up. Russia kicked the bankers and the Rothschilds out of the country. Putin says, I'm not falling for this transgender stuff. He says, leave the children alone, protect the children. But the power structure, the globalists, the powers that be don't like that. Elon Musk, the massive flood of illegal immigrants is due to 94 executive action by the Biden administration. 94. And Elon Musk isn't perfect, people, because I have an article right here. Basically, X is punishing users who do not use preferred pronouns and trans names. So I still take him with a grain of salt. People, we have to read, research, verify. We have to speak up. We have to do something. We have to have courage. Thank you for being here today.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.